Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is interesting, isn't it? So many things happen during the day. There's so much to do. And, of course, we don't really need to be a genius in everything that we are doing in business. You don't need to be a genius in math to succeed in business. You don't need to understand these complicated mathematical concepts. You don't need to understand what pi is. You don't need to understand what Pythagorean theory is. You don't need to understand quantum mechanics. What you do need to understand is you need to understand things that are related to your business. For instance, what is the closing ratio? How many appointments do you have to go on to actually get a sale? How many calls and how many prospects do you have to get an appointment? How many phone calls do you have to get a prospect? Everything really comes down to mathematics. If you have someone calling and doing telemarketing and looking for prospects on the telephone, how many phone calls do they make per hour? Are they making 20 calls an hour? Are they making 5 calls an hour? If you don't understand exactly how many calls per hour, how many appointments a salesperson's going on in a week, how much prospecting they're doing, then you're going to find that your profits are not going to be what you want them to be. You will be in a situation where if someone is doing telemarketing and they're only making 10 calls an hour and they really should be making 20, you're going to get half the production. If you have a salesperson and you expect that salesperson to have 3 solid appointments a week, I mean appointments that turn into something, and they only have 1, how are you going to get to where you want to be? So this is where the contact managers come in. This is where it's really important to have your salespeople put in the information in the contact managers so you can pull it up, you can look at it, and you can understand exactly where they've been and what they've been doing. Everything comes down to a mathematical equation, but it's not that difficult. And you can even think about mathematics when you're looking at your profit and loss statement. You know, your profit and loss statement should be in percentages. There should be a column there that says labor was 25% of my cost. The sales department was 10% of my cost. Materials were X amount of percent of my cost. Then what you can do month by month is you can actually compare the percentages and see what's not working, what's right. If material costs have gone up 6%, why is that? Is it because something wasn't posted correctly? Is it because materials did go up? Of course, if we want to decrease our percentage of costs and overhead, all we have to do is increase our amount of business that we're doing. So just sit down and think about some simple equations that you need to run your business. And this is going to help you manage your business. The thought of understanding exactly what it takes to make a sale, what it takes to get a prospect, how much effort, how many phone calls, it's almost like having another management tool. It takes almost no time to do it. And then you can put it right in front of your telemarketer and you can say, gee, let's look at these results and see why you're not getting the results that you need. We can go to the sales meeting and we can say to the salespeople, okay, so you made 10 calls a day, and you had 3 appointments this week. How did you use the rest of your time? It gives you a very direct way of managing your business. And what do I always want for you? I want you to have the most successful year that you've ever had. So let's get those simple equations in place. Let's use them every single day. Let's use them every week. Let's be able to show our workers, our co-employees, our co-workers, exactly what needs to be done to to become successful. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.